We will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments or damage caused to you from excessive exposure to this sound.
Yo, it's myself, Mr. B, R-O-T-P-O-D. Thanks for joining me on this new episode. I'll be talking tech, games, and movies in no particular order. So we'll start off with some stories. And then at the end, I have a little rolling off track interview for you guys. And hopefully you guys will enjoy it. So I guess I'll give you a little information about it. So at the end of the podcast, I'll be inserting a interview clip. Well, it's not really an interview, but just a rolling off track podcast, off topic chit chat with a couple of guys. And the new interview clip will be called Two Guys at 2 o'clock. So stay tuned for the end of the podcast. Check out the new clip interview. So let's get started with ROTPOD, Tech Games Movies. One question to get out of the way. Listener was asking, where do you watch YouTube? Do you watch it on your phone more? Do you watch it on your tablet more? Your PC, TV, laptop, gaming console? That's just a question from a listener. So what platform do you watch YouTube mostly on? Okay, tech. First tech story. Before the new iPhone 6S and 6S Plus arrived, there was a front flashing light for your selfies. But to fix that for the previous iPhones, a new app has come out, which they are calling SelfShot. It's a free iOS app download. Basically, you open the app, the whole screen except the top left corner shows a preview of what you're going to take a picture of from the front facing camera, and the rest of the screen is a bright white screen. So the white screen provides a light to light up your selfie shot, and voila, the SelfShot app takes selfies with the light shining on your face. Next tech story is pretty cool. Scott Kelly has been in space for 172 days. Right now he's at the International Space Station. And in March of 2016, he'll be coming back to Earth. So the interesting thing about this story is his twin is here back on Earth, and they pretty much are living sort of an identical life to each other. But one is on Earth, one is in space. And when they get back, they're going to try to research and find out what the differences are. See if there really is or see what kind of differences there is from a person leaving Earth and what effects it has on the body and inside the body, DNA. They're going to be looking at everything. So before they left, everything was, I guess you could say, precisely the same. Their diet, their weight, their height, everything. Identical twins. So one of them goes into space. March 2016, he'll be coming back. So after that, they'll be researching and finding out more about both of these human bodies, see what's different about it. So, pretty interesting. Can't wait to hear about what's going on after that. So, it's probably not going to be exactly March 2016 that all information is going to be out. It'll be a few months, maybe even years down the line to where they'll find out a lot of information about what takes effect on the human body in space compared to being on Earth. Ford is launching smartwatch apps for its electric and plug-in hybrid cars. So smartwatch apps from Apple and Android Wear. You'll be able to link to your My Ford mobile. You'll be able to control features such as a remote climate control, lock and unlock, check your mileage, walking distance to your vehicle in a parking lot, and also finding your vehicle in a parking lot. So just a little bit of information coming from Ford. New apps coming from Ford to control some features in your Ford. Pretty cool. Apple's first Android app wants you to stop using Android. Apple has developed an app for Android, which basically you use the app to export all your information from your Android device and transfer to your iOS device via Wi-Fi. Simple as that. Everybody's been in Best Buy. So another thing new that's coming, besides the dedicated Apple store, or dedicated Apple space, dedicated Samsung space, next, Best Buy is getting its own Verizon AT&T spaces inside the stores. Good update, right? Next one, it's official, could be official. Some other tech sites are saying that it's just a rumor right now, but Mark Zuckerberg could be putting a dislike button in Facebook. It's not really going to be a dislike button where it's like a like and a dislike, meaning it's not good, you don't like it, but more of a thumbs down button, dislike button, more of a expressing empathy toward someone's post. So, you know, like sad news, different reactions on natural disasters and stuff like that. So instead of having a like button, meaning you like the disaster, there'll be a dislike button, meaning you're showing empathy towards the event. So we'll see it when it happens. Dislike button coming to Facebook. This next one's pretty cool. GoPro retrieved after 2 years later by a hiker near the Grand Canyon. So students got a balloon, put a GoPro on it, sent it into the sky. It pretty much floated away. They never saw sight of it. After two hours in floating, the balloon gets so high, it pops. The GoPro comes flying down back to Earth, lands in a deserted space, and after 2 years later, a hiker finds the box that the GoPro is housed in. So after he finds it, he sends it back to its owner, and the owner puts up this video up on YouTube. And if you want, tomorrow I'll be, or soon, if you just look on the social media, whatever you're following RotPod on, I'll be posting the video up on the site. So, and this video is pretty cool. Shows a GoPro flying up from Earth, from ground level, all the way up into space. Shows video and images of the curvature of the Earth, and shows the balloon popping, and it shows the GoPro flying back to Earth and landing in dirt. So it's a pretty cool video. I'll post it. But if anything, just message me or send me a post, and I'll link you to it so you can check it out. It's a pretty cool video. This next story, it's not really a tech story, but sort of a tech story. James Harden will have to stop wearing Air Jordans off court, Adidas says. So James Harden no longer contracted with Air Jordans. He's now with Adidas, so he has to not be seen wearing Air Jordans in public. Since he signed with Adidas, he signed a 13-year deal, $200 million with Adidas. So this coming NBA season, or even just off-season videos, clips, maybe even if you follow him on your social media, you'll probably be seeing him wear Adidas instead of Air Jordans now. And I bet the first sign of him wearing Air Jordans is going to be all over the web. But it's pretty crazy. $200 million signing with Adidas. This next story is pretty cool, and it could mean a little bit of change in how people could be not developing, but inventing certain products, especially for the military. This one is pretty much a lot meant for the military. Xerox PARC shows off computer chip that can self-destruct in 10 seconds. So this computer chip was demoed off at DARPA's event, and it's made out of Gorilla Glass, and this chip will shatter and pretty much explode when triggered by too much heat, or even a mechanical switch or a radio signal. So those three right now are the three basic triggers that will trigger the software for this Xerox PARC computer chip to to explode. And it doesn't seem like much, but if you put that into inventors and especially the military, you know, sensitive material flying in these aircrafts, sensitive material in these hard drives that these military people are wearing, that people have on their person, like these laptops, maybe even tablets, all this information on there, and when something bad would happen, if any of the bad people get a hold of it, they could easily send a radio signal or have the device trigger a mechanical switch to have this computer chip explode and destroy all evidence. So sort of like a movie type scenario, but if you really think about it, something like this could change quite a bit of products out there. Maybe not just for the military, but it could even mean for consumer electronics as well. But when we get there, we'll get there. But just the fact that they did develop a computer chip that explodes in 10 seconds when triggered, that's pretty insane. Okay, next is gaming, a little bit of gaming news. Xbox 360 gets a big update with 2 gigs of cloud storage and other new features. So Microsoft hasn't forgotten about the Xbox 360. You know, all these days it's the news and stories is and features and games are about the Xbox One. But they're pretty much coming out with this update just because the Xbox One will be backward compatible. So a new update will feature 2 gigs of cloud storage instead of the 512 megs, which means you could save your gamer tag, your information, your game saves all in the cloud. And when you go over to a friend's house, just basically log in and bring down whatever game save you want. Another cool feature that's coming through this update is you can now connect to the internet. You can now connect online at hotels and other public locations. At first, you wouldn't be able to do that because you would have to use a laptop to connect to the internet. Because when you open a internet browser, you know, the first page that comes up is usually you agree to certain terms, saying blah 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 to using this hotel Wi-Fi or public Wi-Fi. So you weren't able to connect to Xbox Live because of this. But now with this new update, when you try to connect, it'll look for a signal, it'll confirm that you have a internet connection, and it will open up the Internet Explorer in Xbox Live, and you'll have to click the agree to continue button, and voila, you'll be playing online with the Xbox 360. Before, I've had this problem, but with this new phone I have, it is rooted, but my other phone, I had a rooted Motorola Droid 4, and that one was 4G, unlimited data. Now just basically use it as a Wi-Fi tether, and it wasn't really a problem for me. But I did go through that situation before when trying to connect without using my phone, then pretty much just use the Wi-Fi tether for the Xbox Live. But now it won't be a problem for a lot of other people trying to connect to the internet with your 360. So just getting easier and easier. Pretty cool. Next one, Nintendo is going to be delaying Star Fox Zero to 2016. Doesn't say when in 2016, but it's going to be the first quarter of 2016. And this game was pretty much in highlight, one of the best game highlights at E3 this past year, 2015. So people were really looking forward to this, but it looks like Nintendo is holding off on it till the beginning of 2016. So all you Star Fox fans out there, gotta wait just a little bit longer. This next gaming story, this new product, it's called Game Vice. They invented it for the iPhone and iPad Air. So what this Game Vice is basically a left side of a controller and a right side of a controller. You clip it on your iPhone or iPad on the left and right sides, and it connects to your phone or tablet via Bluetooth, and you get to play games with a controller. So if you understand, let me try and explain it again. So you know a regular controller, right? So if you take that controller and you split it in half and you put the left side and you mount it on the left side of the iPad or iPhone, and you take the other right half and you mount it on the right side of your iPad or your iPhone, and it clamps on, mounts to your device, and voila, you can play games with the analog stick and the direction pad on your left, and you could use the X, Y, A, B buttons on your right, as well as the top shoulder buttons. So, makes gaming a little bit easier, and this device will be about $99, $100. $100 each for you iPhone and iPad users out there. And I did hear some people give a review about this, and they said it's a pretty good device. It connects to your device seamlessly, no problems at all trying to connect. You turn it on, turn on the device, mount it, clamp it on, and you're playing your games with a controller. So for this device, it's pretty much a thumbs up. Give it a try if you like playing games for your Apple, your iPhone, and your iPads. It's called GameVice for the iPhone and iPad Air. Portable Steam game machine will run you $299. What this basically is a handheld device. You know, like you see a PS Vita, PlayStation Portable, Nintendo 3DS. Those type of handheld devices, it's pretty much the same thing, but it's coming from Steam. And with the Steam device, you'll be able to play computer games. So instead of playing a computer game on your computer PC, you could have the Steam device handheld, download games from Steam, which games cost from 10 cents to as much as a regular game would cost $59, $69. So for that price, especially indie games that are pretty cheap on Steam, this would be a pretty good device to download a bunch of games and play your games on the go. $299 Steam Boy. And here's your first movies category update. Jason Statham. Everybody knows Jason Statham, right? He is going to be a star in a new TV series. This one-hour drama is going to be titled Viva La Madness, and it's based on the book of the same name. Doesn't give the exact date of when it's going to start, but just know Jason Statham will be on TV for you to watch every week. And just a little bit of information updated from the web. A little information about Man of Steel 2. The plot, character, and villain details have been partially revealed. Brainiac, the main villain of the movie. Also another Kryptonian survivor, Supergirl. And if you have any other information that you want to share, that you want to add on to this, shoot me a message, tag me on your social media. It'll be cool to get a discussion going about this and see what the future of Man of Steel 2 is going to be like. So cool. There's a little bit of tech movies gaming update for you all. Again, thanks for downloading, streaming. And before I get out of here, I'm going to give you all a photography tip for you guys taking pictures. Just taking pictures for fun, hobby, whatnot. But one thing that I learned from taking pictures is you can never say that you have too much pictures. Take pictures, take lots of pictures, take hundreds of pictures. You can always go through them. Delete the ones you don't like, because you never know. You come across one that could be different, unique, and it could be a hit on social media. You could get a million likes. You never know. But yeah, there's a tip for you if you're into or want to start taking pictures. You know, it doesn't have to be a professional camera, a high-end camera. These smartphone cameras nowadays take pretty good pictures. So start with that. If you're taking good pictures and you want to step up your game, you know, there's always a little bit more cameras out there. And again, if you have any questions about that, I'm always here. Just a message on any social media, and I'll be glad to help you if you're willing to step up your game for photography. But for now, any camera you got is pretty good. Just take lots and lots of pictures, and one of them is bound to be a good one. If not, don't give up. Just keep taking pictures. take, and delete. So there's no wrongdoing in taking a lot of pictures and deleting it. And it's pretty much fun to take a lot of pictures and go through them. At the end of the day, you know, you're sitting on your couch, you're watching TV, and you just pull out your phone, your tablet, camera, whatnot, just to look through those pictures and delete the ones that don't look good, the ones that look funny, or whatever, and just save the ones you want to keep. So go out there and take some pictures, motion, action, still, bright, dark, everything. Just snap those pictures and view them and delete them and save the ones you want. So again, one more time, thanks for downloading, streaming, sharing RotPod with your friends, ROTPOD, friends, family. No harm in asking me questions. Let's get a discussion going. YouTube videos, what do you like to watch it on? You're waiting for a new game that's coming out. You're playing PC games. You have PlayStation Plus, Xbox Live, Netflix, new movies coming out. Have you watched Straight Outta Compton yet? It's pretty good. Any other new movies you want to chat about? Just tag me, message me, whatever. Let's get this thing going. RotPod. Again, people are downloading, so I enjoy doing this. Let's keep this thing going. So, no further ado, it's the end of the podcast. And as I promised, we'll be having a new segment whenever they can come on. This is pre-recorded, so here they are. Two guys at 2 o'clock.
All right, Mr. B.
Mr. B, what is today's subject, Mr. B?
What's up, fellas?
Hello, Mr. B.
Hello, Brian.
2 minutes. How are we doing?
2 minutes.
What's on your mind?
Well, go ahead, Brian.
What's on my mind? Just work.
My damn phone. We were talking about phones the other day.
Yeah.
I want to switch to an Android, but I don't want to lose all my music. But then I'm too damn lazy to put everything on the computer and transfer it over.
I'm the same way.
Call the tech guy. Man, buddy.
Is there another way we can do that?
The music?
Yeah.
Another way is just download it from the Apple Store.
Into the...
Just download it to a flash drive or your computer.
Oh, flash drive onto the phone, huh?
And then just saving it, yeah.
How do you get into your iTunes on your computer? Like, you download
the software from your computer.
Oh, yeah,
iTunes software?
iTunes software, yeah.
Oh.
And from there you can access podcasts, like this one right here.
Oh,
we got it done.
or music or movies, whatever. You just...
That's cool.
Hey, just log in, then you download whatever.
I need to do... When you do that, I've been looking at the Sidekick, the Samsung Sidekick.
The Sidekick?
Yeah. Is it right? Or the Edge?
The Edge.
Oh, my bad. It's the Edge. Like, sorry, people. I'm getting you guys confused.
Ain't that an 85 Jeep something?
Ain't that Robin? Batman and Robin?
Now that I want to switch, but I don't know, man. I downloaded upgraded the software last night for the iPhone, the iOS 9.
Yeah.
And... I couldn't tell you if it's any good anyway, because I don't know what the hell to do with it.
There were some reports saying that it was a little bit buggy, and they're saying that it's, if you don't have to upgrade, don't upgrade.
I wish I would have known that. Like, I spent 3 hours upgrading that motherfucker.
Was it that long?
iOS 9. It was like a little bit slow and stuff like that.
What's new in iOS 9? Or what's the dealio?
I didn't really look at the features.
They said it was supposed to freaking speed it up. Supposed to fix its bug isn't supposed to speed it up. Bastards.
Major phone.
Some people were saying that they have a lot of memory on their phone, but it was still messing up their phone. It was being buggy. And
I don't think I want to do it now. I think I'll leave it alone.
No, that's cool.
I won't do the upgrade now.
So Android, huh? Might go to Android.
Yeah, I do, because, my ex, she has her, that LG G3.
Yeah.
That sucker's nice, dude. It's faster than my phone.
Yeah, that has a good camera.
Hell yeah. And she has a cover on it where it closes, has a hole in the middle of the cover.
Yeah.
And it shows a clock when she closes it. And then you can, tap on it with your finger, and then all your apps come up in a circle.
Damn.
Just with the covers closed.
That sounds cool.
Oh, that phone is badass.
Oh, my brother has the same one, too, but I never seen him mess with it like that. But, I don't know, I like iPhones.
I mean, I like iPhones, but...
Is it time for something new?
Wow.
Is that what it is?
I'm confused. It doesn't really matter.
New iPhones, did you hear about their Apple Store payment program?
Mm-hmm.
You can go into Apple Store and pay, like, up from 20 to 40 bucks a month to the Apple Store, and every year you could upgrade your phone.
Oh, damn. Really?
Yeah. You don't have to buy from the carrier no more. So if you wanted the new 6S or 6S Plus, just go to the Apple Store, not AT&T.
Yeah.
And then just tell them what phone you want. They'll tell you the price of it. The new one, the 6S Plus, is like 40 a month.
40 a month?
But I think that was the...
How much? Is it like 800 total?
60. I think it's a 64 gig model.
Oh, snap.
It's 40 bucks a month. You just pay that monthly to them, and then you just grab a new phone every year.
Damn, I kind of like that idea.
Not to do that. That would be cool.
And then you just pay the data plan from
AT&T. Yeah, whatever it is.
Or Verizon or whatever.
Verizon. Oh, I was going to say, too, I have Verizon. Does it work for Verizon?
Yes, sir.
Mine's up with your buddy. Well, I'll be out with Sprint and shit half the time didn't work, anyway.
He's been struggling at work.
You know what, I've always said, you know, it's unlimited. I can deal with the freaking not, you know, service calls or dropping shit here and there.
Yeah.
Oh, it sucks. But in here, this thing is like a freaking... a service suck zone or something.
Bunker, huh?
Yeah. Because right when I come in the building, the thing goes from LTE to 3G, even goes to 1x, dude.
Yeah.
And I can't do shit with
it. It frustrates them. Frustrates them.
Oh, dude, especially my song's on and they click.
Turn into the Hulk.
Yes. Well, that's cool. Last time I went to the rodeo. It was pretty cool. Saw bull riding.
Is it that PBR?
At the state fair. That was pretty neat. I seen the mutton busting little 8-year-olds and 5-year-old kids riding sheep. That was pretty cool. That was neat.
And the kids biff it.
Yeah, y'all did. A lot of them, too, when they're freaking like the 8-year-olds, they're kind of too heavy. And so they're leaning on one side, so and the sheep fall down.
Oh, yeah. Stay on the side for a while.
Yeah.
Poor sheep. Sheep's all trying to hang in here.
That was pretty cool. When we were walking in, there was a guy on the damn high dive.
Oh, yeah.
And he set himself on fire to jump in the pool.
You see the picture?
Yeah.
Like the smoke is black. His skin is burning black.
Yeah, me and John were walking in, and there's people at a stand by a swimming pool. They're right in the front. What the hell is all these people just watching people swim or what? Well, we looked up and there's this black smoke just billowing going across.
He's fully on fire, dude. His whole body's on fire.
Yo, the thing is crazy.
Do that.
Oh, snap.
Yep, see his full angle.
He just jumps in the water?
Yeah, he just jumps in from there.
That must be the most
longest 20 seconds. Me and John look. There's a guy on fire.
Somebody turn him off.
I'm not too sure about these things, but is he supposed to do that?
What was that song? The guy.
He was really fire, dude.
That was pretty cool, man. That was neat.
I've never seen that. Some people do crazy stuff out there.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. Bear's cool. Ain't no food. It was kind of expensive a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
But the slingshot I want to see, but the cage is small. When I did it a while back, it used to be the ejection seat, and it was wide open. Yeah. You know, you had more room to sit between you and the guy that you were with.
Yeah.
But now they're all enclosed, like, in a cage ball.
Did you ever see those videos where the one side of the cable snaps?
Yeah. It went up and it... Ding.
Did you ever hear the news on those guys? Did they survive? Were they suing? Or what are they doing? You know?
I wanted John to go. And he says, why do you want me to go? So we can both die? Yeah. I don't want to go alone.
Right? Take it off and pull the cable snap.
Oh,
this was a bad idea.
Somebody's
recording.
I was
talking about it. This was 55 bucks.
It cost 55?
Right. Take a picture.
Selfie.
Right before you die and shit.
Put it on my Facebook. Come on, 4G.
You know what? I probably would if I was going to hit the ground.
You got 3 seconds to put that on Facebook. Boom. Next thing you know, you see that on the news.
It'll be the next commercial. 4G, so fast.
Oh, you died.
That's not cool.
Okay. It would be cool, though. I mean, not the die part. But the slingshot.
Just how fast you can post it on Facebook before he hits the ground.
Yeah.
Hey, cool. Heck yeah.
Good talk. That was a good talk.
Right on, buddy. Well, thanks for the update on the phone. Maybe tomorrow we'll talk about Chicks Fridays.
Yeah.
212 Friday Chick Hating Clubs.
Yeah, that's how we do it. Two guys at two. Come talk to us, man.
All right.
Cool. All right. Thanks, man.